This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tropical storm Alberto has been moving toward northeast Mexico, dumping rain on Mexico and Texas. Three people have died in Mexico. The AP's Jennifer King with what Texas has been going through.
The National Hurricane Center discontinued its tropical storm warning in Texas, but it remains in effect south of the mouth of the Rio Grande to Tecolutla, Mexico. In Corpus Christi, Texas, water lapped at the base of the city's art museum. And in Galveston, residents were waiting to check on flooded cars.
It's about 2 feet deep here.
Mitchell Almanzo told KTRK he was surprised by the rising water.
You know, we thought the rain was going to come down on top, but we didn't know it was going to come up through the storm drains.
Storm surge and swells were affecting the western Gulf Coast. Sustained winds of 50 miles an hour are expected to dissipate as Alberto heads inland. But with a span over 450 miles, it's having an outsized impact with flooding. Flood watch and wind advisories were still in effect until midday, with a coastal flood warning through Friday night. I'm Jennifer King.
Those wildfires in New Mexico have killed at least two people now. From the Midwest to New England, millions of Americans are sweating in the ferocious heat. Anne-Laure Bonhomme, who is from France, lives in New Jersey now and has been visiting New York.
The heat has been fun. the humidity is pretty insane, but yeah, it's something to be living in that at the moment.
New York City temperature could be in the 90s for the next few days. It could hit 100 on Sunday in Washington. A Juneteenth celebration in Oakland, California turned violent when several people were shot, although it doesn't appear that anybody died. At least one person was taken into custody for assaulting an officer. And a shooting in Philadelphia has wounded seven people. No arrests yet. This is AP News. A protective moose mom watched as rescuers saved a baby moose in Alaska.
In Homer, Alaska.
I didn't think I'd have to deal with this today, but...
Spencer Warren arrived at Beluga Lake around 6:30 Friday morning to prepare a float plane for Destination Alaska Adventure, a wilderness guide service, when he recorded this.
I show up to work, and there's a baby moose that fell in the lake right there. It's stuck between the float and the dock. He's still alive. He's trying to get out. But Mama Moose won't leave me alone to save the baby.
The worried mother was about 4 feet away with another calf, and Mother Moose can be dangerously protective. But two police officers arrived and used a cruiser to block the mama, allowing Warren and one of the officers to lift the exhausted calf to safety.
So tired.
The Homer Police Department says their actions saved the calf from a sure demise. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.